Yeah.
Got a quick question, Anthony Barr. You know, he's been playing pretty well, but you talk to him and he's like, well, I'm still not playing well enough. He just seems like a perfectionist kind of guy. Would you agree with that assessment? Maybe you can talk about that.
No doubt about it. I think he is. I think he knows there's a lot of things coming in and out of games that he can get better at. And it's going to come with experience, just the recognition of things and his reaction to them quicker. I think those things will continue to go. But we've all, I mean, that's our human nature, is that we look at the things that we did wrong and try to go out and improve them from day to day. So that's what we're trying, and that's a good trait to have. You know, he's in here working every day to correct those mistakes from the game and just to keep working on his craft and his toolbox and different things we're asking him to do.
So will he do, if Chad can't play, will he do the headset deal and all that kind of stuff?
He did it last week, you know, when Chad went out. So, you know, we've worked a couple of guys. We always work a couple of guys throughout the whole off season, throughout training camp. I mean, it's not that big a deal. We've worked a lot of different guys with the dot in there. He's one guy who's ever really in the most packages is usually the guy that we try to keep, you know, in the helmet. So from that aspect of it, when Chad went down the other day, he was the guy that was in every package, so he was up in it. So it, you know, he's worked it in practice, and everything still ran pretty smooth with it.
From the first quarter on to the next three quarters, with the alignment change that you guys kind of corrected, what clicked all of a sudden with the alignments where you guys were?
Well, I think when you look at New Orleans, you know, when they come out offensively, that's one thing that they've done traditionally is started fast. And it just seemed like initially there early, we were a little rattled, didn't handle our assignments and alignments as well as we like to. And then once guys realized what it was that they were doing, then we settled down and we ended up playing. But it's going to be like that again this week because we're playing another offense that really, you know, they get off to a fast start usually. And, they, you know, there's a lot of movement there for starting out in the first 15 plays. So, and they do a good job. So from that aspect of it with those guys, we've got to get lined up, be able to recognize what it is they're trying to do to us, recognize what our assignment or alignment is, and go out and execute. So that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. It's going out and execute and not getting caught, you know, in a situation that, you know, you're trying to do too much.
Is there anything else you, I guess, remind guys that way you don't start off in a 13-0 deficit like you did last week?
That's the biggest thing, is we want to go out and we want to start fast. I mean, that's the thing we want to do. We know these up-tempo offenses, that's what they're doing. They're coming in. We've got to start fast. You can't, like, get out there and all of a sudden you panic, all right? Let's get lined up. Let's handle our assignments. Let's go make tackles. It's still going to come down to the fundamentals of the game. You get in position to make the play. We got to play fundamental football, get off a block, and make a tackle.
George, what did you think of Gerald Hodges on Sunday?
I thought he did some good things. I mean, the number of reps that he had in there, he made some plays. And, you know, he's been a work in progress. And the thing we just keep, you know, keep expressing upon him is if he'll come in, he'll work every day, he'll see those things just keep getting better and better because he's gaining more experience at it. He's learning the fundamentals and the techniques of it, and he's going out and he's executing them. So from that aspect of it, we just got to stay on him, keep our thumb on him, keep him progressing each day. And you know, he's had a good week of practice. He had a good week of practice last week, and it translated over into the game when he got the reps in the game. So that's the thing. Practice the way that you're going to go out and play on Sunday. And that way, when you're out there playing on Sunday, it's not a surprise to you.
What's the biggest thing that he has to come along with here?
I think with most of linebackers that haven't played a lot, it's just the experience of a position, anticipating what's going to happen. Number one, the familiarity with what we're doing defensively, but then what offenses are trying to do to him. A lot of times when you're younger, especially at linebacker, you're so concerned about what it is that you have to do that you don't realize what an offense is trying to do to us. So from that aspect of it, I think all of that coming together is really helping him to react a lot faster.
Talk about the Falcons' offense. It's a lot of Julio Jones. What does Devin Hester give them offensively?
Well, he's an explosive player, always has been. I mean, you know, he's made some big plays for him, especially in the last ball game, working him in the slot, running him on reverses. As a receiver, I mean, he's done an outstanding job for him as a receiver, and they're talking about increasing his role. So from that aspect of it, you know, we got to know where he's at and know what we're doing coverage-wise and what to anticipate, you know, as far as formationally, where he's lined up, those kind of things. But they're an explosive offensive football team. They've got a good quarterback, got a good running game. So from that aspect of it, you can say the same thing we said about Saints Larry. This is another explosive offense. They've got a good quarterback that gets rid of the ball, and we've got to go out and do a good job fundamentally and technique-wise in what we're asking them to do.
When you have a guy like that who's taking reverses and things like that, how much more disciplined do you need to be as a defense?
Well, we talk discipline. I mean, all our defenses are set mechanism-wise, who's got the reverse and all those types of things, whether we're playing an option team, playing guys that run reverses, those kind of things. So we're set that way. The biggest thing is going into this game, we have to emphasize it a little bit more. So from that aspect of it, we've just got to get them to understand what it is that they're trying to do to us and emphasize it in the calls that we have. And, you know, just go out and execute it when we do get those plays. We get in a position to make those plays, we got to make them.
Now,
evaluated Everson Griffin's play through three games?
Everson's everything that he's done in the offseason and, you know, through the preseason and in these first three ball games, the one thing you like about Everson, he's been consistent. And that's the thing that we're preaching to all our guys, and Everson is a good example of it. He comes in, he goes to work, and is showing up on Sunday. He's been a consistent football player for us. I know he doesn't have the number of sacks that he wants, but it's not about that. You know, it's about coming in here, getting better. It's going to help the whole defense as a whole as we keep progressing down the road, and those things will come to you. So from that aspect of it, that's the one thing we like about him is his work ethic, and it shows up on Sunday, the work that he puts in during the week, and he's able to go out and execute what it is we're trying to get executed on Sundays.
Last couple for George.
Some of Zimmer's defenses haven't emphasized sacks from the D-line. Have you been able to communicate that to the guys, that it's not necessarily about your own personal sacks?
Well, we really don't sit around and talk about personal goals and that. We're more concerned about the group as a whole and being successful as a whole. We don't individualize and say, okay, this position, we need to get this. Good pass rush and good coverage go together. We've always said that. So you're not going to have one without the other. Sometimes it'll be a coverage sack. Sometimes they'll sack them before we can get, you know, the leverage in the coverage. So from that aspect of it, we just talk about working together schematically and what we're trying to get accomplished from week to week. All right? Thanks, guys.